Listening Library presents The Blossoms and the Green Phantom by Betsy Byers. Read for you by Blaine Fairman.
Chapter 1. The Green Phantom. Junior stood in the doorway of the barn. All morning he'd been working on his latest invention, and no one in the family had shown the slightest interest. At one point, he had even put up a sign that said, "Keep out. Secret work going on inside." And still, no one had tried to come in. Junior shaded his eyes from the August sun and scanned the yard. It was as empty as it had been the last three times he came out. The truck was gone, so Junior knew that Pap and Mud were off on their can-collecting rounds. Every Monday they went out and got cans from dumpsters and picnic areas. Pap sold the cans for 5 cents apiece. Sometimes they didn't get back until time for supper. From the field behind the barn, Junior could hear the sounds of hooves on dry, packed earth. Sandy Boy. His sister Maggie was learning trick riding from their mom. This had been going on for 2 weeks, and neither one of them cared about anything but becoming the first mother-daughter trick-riding team in the history of rodeo. They certainly didn't care about his invention. Junior knew where everyone in the family was but his brother Vern. Vern went off somewhere every single afternoon and wouldn't tell anybody where he went. Junior sighed.